Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by my friends at EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. EMP180weightloss.com. They helped me lose 20 pounds of fat.
That's a good thing.
I maintained it as an EMP 180 weight loss graduate, so highly recommend it. Also highly recommend you listen to the show at 8 o'clock when Barry Trotz, the head coach of the Capitals, joins us. Mm-hmm. It took a loss last night. It's okay.
That was their third game in 4 days, wasn't it?
I believe that's correct.
When did they play the Chicago? Saturday?
Chicago was Saturday. Then they played Buffalo. On President's Day.
On Monday.
Yep.
And then they played last night.
Yep.
Yes, third game in 4 days.
Then they have a little bit of rest, and then they're back on the road for two. They're at Florida and at Columbus.
So we'll talk to Coach Trotz at 8 o'clock. Also, 8:45, we're giving you a chance to win tickets to see the Caps take on the Maple Leafs. That'd be a great deal if it was just a regular game, but it's an even greater deal because it's an outdoor game. The 2018 Coors Light NHL Stadium Series, March 3rd, Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. So that's coming up at 8:45. So I mentioned this to Cakes, and he said, I don't want to grasp, but I saw this story about the Chicago Bulls yesterday. And you guys have this bet that the Bulls couldn't win 22 games this year. Mm-hmm. One of them stay under.
Took the under.
They're at 20 wins. They're far better than anybody expected with the rookie, Lauri Markkanen, who's been really good. I think the fastest player ever to get to 100 three-pointers. And Chris Dunn has been really good for them, and they've been a surprise, even though they're still a terrible team.
And Zach LaVine is now healthy after coming back from an ACL
tear.
They've
been better than expected.
Yeah.
So what I saw yesterday is just stories that said they're in full-blown tank mode because they're inserting a couple guys into the starting lineup who were numbers. I wasn't even familiar with
guys
the names.
Guys like Paul Zipser? Is that one
of the guys
that they're going to
put? I thought he was starting earlier in the year.
He was at times.
But they're going with
Trust me, I'm intimate with their lineup.
They're going with the youth movement, right?
Yes.
And so that was just a little note. It didn't gain much national attention. I happened to see it because I thought it was funny because you guys are all vested in the Bulls losing, and I figured that maybe it's a grasper.
By the way, there's still 25 games left.
Yeah.
And they just got to win two
of them. It's an eternity.
But when Mark Cuban talks about 25. Tanking, people pay attention because of all the owners in the NBA, he just garners more attention than all of them. I mean, Michael Jordan might be there.
Shocker.
But it's Mark Cuban.
Right. Of course, because of Shark Tank.
And so Cuban went on a podcast. Dr. J apparently has a podcast. House Call with Dr. J.
Everyone's got a podcast.
And he said, I'm probably not supposed to say this, but like I just had dinner with a bunch of our guys the other night. And here we are, you know, we weren't competing for the playoffs. They're 18-40. I was like, look, losing is our best option. Adam Silver would hate hearing that, but I at least sat down and I explained it to them. And I explained what our plans were going to be this summer, that we're not going to tank again. This was like a year and a half tanking, and that was brutal for me. But being transparent, I think that's the key to being kind of a player's owner and having stability. I don't have a problem with it. Do you have a problem with teams going into tank mode? Look, it's paying off for the 76ers right now.
They tanked for a good 4 years.
Yeah. That was their plan. That was the process.
They don't want to be stuck in the middle
because
in the NBA.
Because these teams realize the only way to catch the elite, to catch Cleveland, to catch Boston, to catch Houston and Golden State, is you got to have one of those top four or five picks.
You have to get the transformational type of player.
Now, you got to sign some free agents and hit on them, but you also have to have a high draft pick hit.
Picking 7th through 11th is
you're
in NBA purgatory.
Yeah.
You just are. So if you're going to be bad, you might as well be full on the worst.
The thing is that it's been going on for years, and so this is just one of the more public sort of admittances of it. So it doesn't really bother me.
Right.
I mean, I don't like that tact.
It's where you get an admission.
I don't like that tact.
But when you're that bad, I get it. You don't like that tact. When we talk about the Redskins, should you tank? When it's a middle of the pack pick, I understand it. But in the NBA, if you're able to get the first or second pick, those picks generally do make a big difference.
Right.
One guy in the NBA can make a big difference. In the NFL, I kind of agree with you. You don't want to lose a game to go from the 13th pick to 11th pick. It's usually not going to make a difference. But the part which kind of discounts it in the NBA is that there's the stupid lottery. So even if you do tank and you have the worst record in the NBA, you only have a 25% chance of getting that number one pick.
Because they're trying to diminish the number of teams that want to do that.
But think about the number one picks recently. Ben Simmons, he's a difference maker.
Correct.
When healthy.
Correct.
I mean, obviously LeBron James going way back.
Embiid. Always, the number one picks are typically always difference makers.
Where was Embiid? He wasn't one, was he? Was Embiid
I feel like
one?
He was in the three or four range.
Yeah,
I
mean, top.
Well, that was only because of injury.
Three. Right.
Correct. But you have to get those picks, and you certainly have to hit on them. So these teams want to get Bagley. They want to get the Ayton kid from Zona. They want to get Michael Porter. They want to get Jaren Jackson Jr. They want to get those kids because they could be difference makers.
When you're not,
and by the way, how is this any different than baseball? How's it any different than baseball?
It's not.
If a team's 25 games out in mid-August, what do they start doing? They start they expand the roster in September. They start playing the young kids. I mean, it's no different.
But if you don't have the first or second pick, you're a team like Sacramento. And Sacramento never makes the playoffs.
Right, you get De'Aaron Fox.
But Sacramento, I know a few weeks back I prepped up this game for Wizards overtime, and the Kings have drafted guys in the lottery recently, like Ben McLemore, Nick Stauskas. These guys don't make a difference when
That's
you have
true.
The 7th or 8th pick. So why get a couple of extra wins so you can be the 7th worst team in the NBA? Why not drop those games, be one of the worst teams in the NBA, and then you can get a Bradley Beal type.
Right.
Because that's what you get with the 3rd pick. By the time you get to the 7th or 8th pick, it's usually garbage.
Right.
Yeah, you're dead.
Yeah, now, but when you have 7 or 8 teams doing that, you have a garbage product. And Mark Cuban is the second most high profile, at least, owner in the NBA behind Jordan. And if he's going out there and saying, yeah, this is what we're doing in our league, like, what's the point of watching? Why would you pay a ticket if you're in Dallas? Why would you go to a game if you know the team's trying to lose?
You probably wouldn't.
That's bad for the league.
He has to do that.
Maybe because you trust the process, you enjoy the game.
But what if they're not trying to lose and they're still losing? Why would you go see that team play?
I would assume that they're not trying to win if the owner's saying, yeah, it's in our best interest to lose.
Whole youth movement thing.
Well, then as a consumer, you have to speak by saying, well,
of course,
I'll come and watch, but you have to reduce your ticket prices while you're going through your tank mode. And then if you get better and you become a contender, I'll pay more for my tickets, but I'm not going to pay premium prices for a team that's tanking.
All right, but the integrity of the sport, I know that's the big question. All right, superstars are forming super teams. The integrity is kind of thrown out the window anyway. So, yeah, I mean, I would have a problem if I was a huge Dallas Maverick fan and I knew they were publicly going to say, all right, we're going to try and lose these last 20 games so we can get Bagley. But if they did and they got Bagley, I might be pretty excited next year.
Sure. I mean, what would you rather have as a fan? If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Since we're talking about the NBA, what would you rather have? A team that goes 30-52. Let's say this team tries their hardest. They have Harrison Barnes. They have some veterans. J.J. Barea. They have Dirk Nowitzki still, who's almost 40, or if he's not 40.
He is 40.
He is 40, yeah.
So they have guys who can keep you competitive enough to win 30 games. Are you really interested in that, or would you rather have a team play for the future?
No, I'd rather
800-636-1067.
I would rather have the team that wins 12 games, and I have a real shot at the number one pick.
But here's the thing. Haven't the Hornets / Bob, they've been pretty bad, right? They're just going to fire their GM, or they're going to let the contract extend.
They actually made the playoffs either 2 seasons ago or last season.
But generally speaking, they've been fairly mediocre, and that's why they're blowing out the GM.
They've been kind of stuck in the middle.
They got some high draft picks here, and none of these guys, I mean,
they haven't had a top draft choice.
Well, Marvin Williams, where was he selected? Well, wasn't he selected high?
He was
quite a while ago.
By the Hawks, but that was like probably
Michael
10 years
Gilchrist,
ago.
He was a high draft pick, wasn't he? He was a top fiver.
I think he was two, maybe three.
And they've given money. I mean, Nicholas Batum, did you see what the kind of money he's making for 12
Crazy
points a
money.
Game?
Yep. Now, he does a lot of other things, too. He doesn't just score. But
that team's grasping. They can still have an outside shot of getting in.
I love Kemba Walker. Loved him coming out of college. Got to say my
but
scouting.
You're right. Those guys were drafted pretty high. Yeah.
You got to hit on the guys.
You do have to hit on them.
So it's not the end-all, be-all, but he's probably right. Probably is the best way to go about it. Look, the Caps did it, And to Leontes' credit, he actually said it. We're going to have a couple lean years.
It's going to be painful.
It's going to be painful, yeah. And we're going to build through the draft or whatever, and we're going to remake the team, build it around Backstrom and Irby and those guys. And they did. They were able to do it.
True. There are certain draft classes that you look at, and these GMs and these scouts look at and say, well, these are some can't misses right here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Kid Gilchrist was looked at that way.
In his draft, the number one pick was Anthony Davis. Then it was MKG, picked by the Hornets.
Yeah.
Or the Bobcats at that point. Third pick was Bradley Beal. Mm-hmm. So the Bobcats just missed.
They did.
They should have picked Beal. They took Kid Gilchrist. The fourth and fifth picks were Deion Waiters and Thomas Robinson.
Poop. Go down. Who else is in there? Yeah. That's some
poop. That was just the poo class.
6 through 10 was Damian Lillard.
That would have been a good one.
Harrison Barnes at 7. Terrence Ross, okay player, but he's the 8th pick.
Hey, Drummond.
Andre Drummond at 9. Yeah,
they
that's
just
a steal.
Botched it.
And Austin Rivers was your 10th.
It's not a great. That. So half of the top 10 were hits and half of them were whiffs.
Right. Yeah, but like in the top 5.
But the teams that got the hits, like the Pellies.
Yeah, it's a mega hit.
I mean, I don't know what they were doing the year before. I'm not sure if they were publicly tanking, but they're glad they got him.
Absolutely. And he's going to be a cornerstone for that team for a decade,
and
if not more.
If you've got a kid like Bagley coming in next year, or DeAndre Ayton, or Porter, or one of these guys, then Trey Young, I'm not sure where he'll go, but those fans will be excited to see that particular player. And maybe they can say at the end of the day it was worth it.
I would rather, as a fan following a team, have a team in tank mode versus hovering in mediocrity year after year.
I don't want to be
a shot to have one of the top dogs.
I don't want to grasp at the 8th playoff spot.
No.
I want to be terrible and have a chance at Embiid or one of those guys that's going to be a cornerstone for your team for a decade plus.
I don't mind grasping for the 8th spot because then you're being competitive. It's when you're the 12th spot. I'd rather be the 15th spot.
Right.
All right,
and the problem
phones.
Is they can't compete with those teams at the top because those are super teams.
Right.
Pretty much they're all super teams.
Yeah, and even if you are Dallas
with
and you set on your pick, then you have to be able to lure another superstar there or two just to be able to compete with Golden State, Houston, and the super teams in the West.
Right. I mean, just think about how much better Boston would be if Gordon Hayward was healthy all year. That's a super team.
Yep.
Toronto, maybe not as much, but certainly Cleveland and certainly Houston and Golden State, super teams. So what are you supposed to do? Be the 8th seed and get pounded in the first round?
All right, let's go to Andrew in Stafford. Andrew, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks. Andrew, are you there? You got to punch up there, buddies? Hey, buddy.
Hey, I'm here now.
What's up, man?
What's up, Andrew?
Morning, y'all.
What's up?
Hey. The tanking thing, I don't know. I mean, I get the point of not going into the playoffs and just getting your head stomped in every year after year because you can't compete with one of the top flight teams. But it's such a crapshoot, man. I mean, even like the Sixers. I mean, how many top 5 picks did it take to get to where they're at, where they at least have some glimmer of hope?
Basically took 3.
I mean, if you have to tank, go ahead.
It basically took them 3.
And think about it, they're only the 7th seed.
They had some bad luck, though, because their guys have had major injuries. And
that's true.
Kept
that's
them
true.
Out a season at a time.
But it's not like they're killing it.
But you never know. So, I mean, I guess if you have to tank for 1 year, if you have a down year, like kind of like the Spurs, how they got Duncan. They had a bad year, but that organization doesn't try to fail.
True. Right. Generally speaking, I hate the philosophy.
Think about in the NFL, and I don't know if it was a tanking situation, but the Colts had one of the best teams in the AFC for years because they had Peyton Manning. Then he went out for a year. They had an abysmal year, and they were able to draft Andrew Luck. And when Andrew Luck's been healthy, they're one of the better teams in the AFC.
And think about Atlanta. Go ahead.
That just shows you how much of a fluke it is for that kind of situation. So, I mean, is it really worth sacrificing 4 years, 3 years in a row?
Well, what else were they
going to do? I have a hard time seeing that.
What else were they going to do? I mean, they were
the Sixers.
Yeah,
like
they were going to have losing records every single year if they didn't do that. If they went out and signed a free agent or two, but they were willing to risk it and draft high for 3 or 4 years in a row. And
it's just a long time to ask a fan base to hold on.
It is,
right.
But I guarantee if you ask them now, they're pretty excited about it.
They're excited now. Now, Drab pointed out it actually was 4 years because they also drafted Jahlil Okafor.
Right,
that's true. They had Okafor,
and then if you go from Okafor.
No, that's
Embiid,
interminable.
Simmons and Fultz.
All the way to Fultz.
And 4 years is too long.
Fultz hadn't even played.
Yeah. I think 4 years is too long. You want to tank for 1 year, maybe 2. And I'm not
saying.
Well,
let's see how it works out in the next 3-4 years. You know, once those teams at the top start to come back.
I don't think
you know,
4 years
goes,
is too long to wait if they win a championship.
What if LeBron
but there's no guarantee.
Sure.
What if LeBron goes to look, the Wizards had the number one pick with Wall, and they had the number three pick. They had number.
They have top picks all the time.
Porter. What was Porter drafted?
Three.
Third.
All right, so they had Porter a three. They had Beal a three. Wall a one.
Right.
All right, maybe they weren't tanking, but they were getting their brains beat in for a while.
Right. They got hooked.
Yeah,
that's how you form your nucleus.
Did we get hooked once or twice in that lottery? We definitely
they got hooked with Wall.
Wall, big time. Wall,
definitely. Yeah.
Who was right. the favorite that year? I can't remember.
We got hooked with Kwame.
Well, some
I mean,
might
you
argue
can
that.
Botch it. You're right. There's no guarantee.
Yeah. I don't know. I know for a fact I don't like it with the NFL. There's only 16 games. Just man up and get out there and play, try to win, and deal with it. All but right. in the NBA, whatever.
I got to talk to you guys about 5-Hour Energy. Yesterday I got home feeling a little bit sluggish and run down. I was definitely tired, wanted to watch some Olympic coverage, some Golf Channel. I grabbed my Mixed Berry 5-Hour Energy, threw it back, and I was alert instantly. No longer sluggish. I'll probably have my next 5-Hour Energy during the show this morning, most likely during the 5 and 10, so I can stay awake. Right now, 5-Hour Energy is launching their Getting Back to 100% campaign with a unique twist on this year's College Hoops Tournament. You have the ability to swap your loser picks during the tournament as the games are being played. You see an upset in the making, swap the favorite out for the underdog, ensure that your bracket is 100% correct. Go to wjfk.rtbrackets.com. That's wjfk.rtbrackets.com to sign up. You can challenge me or your boys, or on Twitter, go to @5HourEnergy.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So a couple days ago, Bryce Harper went before the media and said, I'm not going to talk about free agency this year. It's done. This is it. You ask me. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to walk out. And so he made his statement on that. Thomas Boswell has an article in the Washington Post, which is interesting, where essentially he says that the Nationals have handled it perfectly with Bryce Harper. Kind of compares the Redskins and the Nationals. And says, paraphrasing, but essentially the Nationals have done it in a classy way. And the Redskins don't do it in a classy way. Fact in the article, he says, if the Redskins treat Cousins as if he were 208 pounds of raw meat, it would simply be consistent with how they've treated coaches, general managers, public relations directors, players, and the fans whom they gouge at every opportunity. What's in it for us? And be sure to cover your back. Meanwhile, the Nats have, once again, planned years in advance so that they can keep their arms wide open to embrace Harper if he decides to stay in Washington at fair market value, minus a hometown discount, like Strasburg. Yet they've simultaneously constructed their team so that he is almost redundant. And what he's saying there is that in the minor leagues, they have the super prospect Victor Robles, and they also have somebody named Juan Soto, who is 19,
mm-hmm.
who's a left-handed hitter who... they want to re-sign Bryce Harper, but if they're not able to, they would have other guys.
Right, they got to have
backup
talent
plans.
In the pipeline ready to go when, if and when Bryce departs. Makes sense.
To me, though, it's hard to say they've handled it perfect until you actually see the result. Like, the result, if you've handled it perfectly, to me, if he re-signs. Or if these guys are silly and are good enough replacements to give you the production that Bryce Harper was giving you.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say Bryce Harper leaves and these guys don't pan out. Well, then I don't say that you've handled it perfect.
Well, they may pan out, but they might not give you the same production that Bryce
was,
is going to give
it
you.
It was kind of out of their control.
I think he's talking about just in terms of being classy and giving yourself the best opportunity, whether he signs here or not. I think that's what he's referring to.
Do you agree with the organization that they do embrace their players? He does point out the Nats nurture their players, mentor them, protect their careers, Strasburg, for example, and feel accountable for their growth into adults, regardless of whether they think the players will eventually stay in D.C., as Ryan Zimmerman Strasburg did, or make the business and personal decision to leave with no hard feelings.
I think generally speaking, that's true. I think that, are you asking me, do I believe that the Nats are a classier organization and take better care and care more about the future of their players and the health and well-being of the players than the Redskins? 100%.
Well, yeah.
That's probably true of almost every NFL team.
That goes without saying.
Yeah. NFL teams are butt-sized to throw their guys out there.
Who would disagree with that?
I think this is a very optimistic take, though, when it comes to Bryce Harper himself. I do think it's a classy organization. It's very well run. I think Rizzo does a great job. They seem to be loaded with enough prospects. They go out and get some free agents. They also have talent come up through the ranks, whether it's Anthony Rendon.
He seems to win 90% of the trades he's involved with.
They make good moves. Yes. But I don't know if that has anything to do with what Bryce Harper is going to do.
Well, how could it? I mean, it's out of their control. He's an unrestricted free agent.
It's just a matter of,
can go over,
come up with a
competitive
offer.
It's not like you can franchise tag him.
I think if they come up with a competitive offer.
You can't pin him down with a tag offer and make him stay.
If their offer is close and he decides to go elsewhere, I think they can look at themselves and say, we did whatever we could to retain him. Asking price is too high. We have to move on as an organization.
Did I see a story last night that Bryce acknowledged that he was asked about who he would want the manager to be or his thoughts?
That he had input, yeah.
They consulted him.
And I don't know if Rizzo
wants that
out there.
I don't know if it was the manager or coaches.
Oh, he said Rizzo called me.
I know, but I'd
right,
have to
I understand
reread
what you're saying.
I thought maybe it was some of the positional coaches.
That might
not
be
necessarily
true.
The manager, but maybe it was the manager as well.
Yeah, but he was consulted. And I think there's nothing wrong with your general manager consulting your biggest star, particularly a kid who's about to become free agent.
Yeah.
You know, happens all the time. It should happen, probably.
Yeah, because you don't want your biggest star unhappy like he was when Williams was.
And
was
maybe
there.
Even with Dusty. He didn't give Dusty the greatest
endorsement
when the time came.
He didn't. I mean, I think for the most part, the players like Dusty, but there might be a few outliers.
Interesting quote here from a National Insider. It says, in 16, Strasburg was driving the train. He told agent Scott Boras to get him the best deal he could get, but a deal to stay in Washington. So that's what happened. Now Bryce is driving the train. He'll decide what's best for him. So to me, you know, it sounds great. The organization is very well run. But if the guy wants to leave, he's going to leave.
Yeah, I mean,
listen,
I don't know. Is there anybody arguing with that?
I've heard that Bryce is
going
to
go. And by the way, it is well run. They win the division every freaking year.
I've heard that it's going to go to whoever gives Bryce a penny more than the other person. That it's strictly a financial thing. That's what I've heard.
Now, yeah, who knows?
And, you know, you would think Bryce might give you a hometown discount at least of a penny, but my understanding is he's going to go to the highest bidder. That's the assumption.
I would love to know who that highest
bidder. Hard to blame
is the highest bidder going to be Washington? Probably not.
Now, he supposedly wants $400 million. J.D. Martinez, who hit the 45 home runs last year, signed for 110 for 5 years.
Eric Hosmer signed
for $144 million.
And how old is Bryce? 23? 23 at this point?
23, 24, something like that, yeah.
So here's the quote from Harper, and I think Brian Tinsman wrote this for the Fan here. You can see the article. Maybe I'll tweet it.
He's 25.
He said, I was excited.
5 years, big deal.
Harper said when asked about new hitting coach Kevin Long. I got a call from Rizzo earlier.
Was Kevin Long from the Yankees? Was he with the Yankees?
Yeah. Got a call from Rizzo earlier in the offseason, and he talked about Davey and the staff and who I wanted and what I thought about the guys that he was looking at and was really excited to put Kevin Long's name out there. When he talked about that, I was like, wow. So, I don't know. I think that's a good sign. At least they're on good terms speaking together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Consulting with each other. And
it's all about what type of year he has and then what are teams willing to spend on
the guy. If you had to guess, will he be wearing a Nationals uniform in 2019?
No.
Hard to believe.
No.
Because we've heard so many rumors that he wants to go to other places, but I don't know. I have no idea.
I think he wants to get paid.
Okay, well, what if Washington's willing to pay him?
I think he would stay. I don't think Washington will be the highest bidder. I am under the impression, much like Kirk Cousins, you won me over on that one, that Kirk wants to get the most money. I believe Bryce Harper wants to get the most money. And true. I believe it will not be the Nationals. Just like it wasn't with the reliever from the Dodgers a couple years ago.
A little bit of a difference, though. A little bit. Because we knew that
Kirk wanted the most money.
Well, we knew that Kirk wasn't necessarily happy here.
Yeah, it's true.
For different
reasons. Like Kirk wanted out.
I don't think that Bryce is unhappy by any stretch.
I don't get that impression.
Are the Nationals an option? Like, I felt like the Redskins long-term for Kirk Cousins, to compare those two.
Yeah.
Long-term for Kirk Cousins, I felt like the Redskins weren't an option for him.
Turns out you were correct. I was wrong. I thought they were.
Do you think that the Nationals are a player?
Yes. I think they absolutely
are. Only if they show him the money.
They've shown the willingness to spend big in the past, and I think they could again in the future.
They're going to have to double like what they gave Scherzer. They're not going to do that.
They're going
to have to double what they gave Strauss.
I will bet on Bryce
Harper. They're not going to do that.
But I need odds because the odds are probably against me at this point. But I'll take bets on Bryce re-signing with the Nats.
No. He's going to be a big silly and he's going to set a new record.
I'll take that bet, Case.
I need 3-1 odds.
3-1?
Yeah. 3-1 odds.
I'll do it for 2-1.
3-1.
$5.
Sticking on 3-1.
No,
I'm not wavering off my
position. I will
position.
Say this. The Nats have done the right thing. It seems to me at almost every stage. Like they gave him what? Is he getting like $20 million or something this year?
Yep.
They didn't have to do that.
No.
Right?
They
kind of gave him in good faith. They said, you're worth this. Right? Because he didn't have the leverage yet
to demand that. They didn't actually go to arbitration.
I don't think they had. I think I just remember they just said in a good faith gesture said, you know, we're not going to take advantage of you for whatever you're set to make on your rookie deal or whatever. We're going to hook you. We're going to give you $20 million, and then, you know, hopefully you have a great year.
And I'm sure he appreciates
that. Yeah.
So that's
a good thing.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good thing for the Nats.
It's a goodwill gesture by the Nats.
And I think it's smart that they reach out to him and ask him who he thinks, maybe some coaches that he might enjoy working with.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Probably depends how they do this year. Like, let's say they actually win the World Series this year. Then I think it would be hard for him to bounce.
Yeah, I don't think. I think it might be easier.
Really?
Because he won a World Series
because
with the
Nats. He accomplished what he wanted to with the Nats,
yeah.
And then he could
just
say, "This is my next."
The fans that
this is my next chapter.
Now you're gonna go get that green. Yeah,
it's gonna. I don't know how many teams are willing to offer $400 million for one player.
Cubbies, maybe your Bo Sox,
the Dodgers,
maybe your Yankees. You just never know. The big ones.
It's not gonna get that high though. I don't think it's gonna get that high.
It's gonna be at least 300. It's gonna be at least 300.
It'll eclipse what Stanton got.
Yeah, it'll be.
What did Stanton get?
He got 325.
He got 325.
It's going to be at least three.
It'll probably be mid-threes.
It'll be 350 minimum.
350 to 375.
350 plus.
What did they get Strauss? 170?
175.
They got to double what they gave Strauss. Does anybody see that happening?
A lot of loot, bro.
It's a lot of loot, but also you have to do the cost-benefit analysis. You have to think, how many empty seats are going to be at Nats Park if Bryce departs?
They won't be if they win. They won't care if they win.
But it's also, Rizzo is going to have to tell.
He's also a superstar. Superstars put butts in the seats.
Rizzo's going to go in there and tell the learners, all right, if we lose him, we can spend money on free agent A, free agent B.
Correct.
I love these guys coming up, Robles, whatever. We can still have the same amount of wins. If he convinces them of that, then obviously Bryce is gone. But if Rizzo.
I know this.
Rizzo thinks he can win with anybody, no doubt.
He thinks he can put together a roster with or without any player.
And by the way, even if they just take Bryce off the roster this year, they got a damn good roster.
Right. But
I'm not saying it's a World Series winner, but they got a damn good roster.
This is the one counter, though. The Nats were poop before Bryce and Strauss. Those guys changed the fortunes, and it coincides with Rizzo's tenure. But those guys changed the fortunes of the franchise.
Helps having top pick of the draft.
Two years in a row.
But they also signed a bunch of other guys and drafted a bunch of other guys.
A bunch of other contributors. But those two guys.
Yeah, but they're the superstars.
Basically, I don't know if it's not single-handedly together.
Scherzer helped.
Scherzer definitely helped.
All right, yesterday we did our top five movie list.
Are we doing another top five list today?
It was an impromptu thing. We were talking about Black Panther, and it led to a tangent. And then during the commercial break, we came up with our top five movies. And we put out the list on Facebook.
Yes.
Now, Jason won the competition for best list, first to get five votes from callers.
Okay.
But apparently, the guys behind the scenes, I've never seen more comments on a Facebook post, facebook.com/thejunks. Mm-hmm. Like hundreds of people chiming in with votes, and we have the results coming up next.
Ooh, nice.
What a job we have.
That filter's really working overtime here.
You should see what I'm watching during the break.
I know what you're watching. You freak.
The Black China.
13-minute video. I think it's a show. I don't know why they're joning. I think it's a good video.
No, there's general on the one part of it.
Yeah, I just don't want to see that part.
Then look at what he's doing there at the end there, Cakes. That's usually an earlier activity. I was getting after it. I mean, it's just a show, Jason.
Yeah, I mean, it's a show when you're watching.
Right.
I forgot what we were doing.
But I feel like this
now.
Is work appropriate.
Oh, we're talking about movies, not the Black China type
of
movies.
Who won the Facebook challenge?
All right, so I just looked. Facebook.com/thejunks if you want to follow us.
This might be in my top five.
Yeah.
/thejunks.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday on the show,
we took some calls,
and you were the first to five votes.
I blew away the field. Okay.
Your list included a bunch of guy movies.
You all right, hello, I'm a guy. All right.
Heat, Goodfellas, I believe.
Goodfellas, Silence of the Lambs, Braveheart, Gladiator. All 5 stars.
By the way, I actually agree with them as all 5 stars. They're all good movies.
Had a glaring omission because we only had like 20 seconds to put our list together. I should have had Jaws in my top five. That's one of the movies I loved as a kid.
See, I'll say this.
I should have it in my top five.
When you compare Jaws to all the movies that are on my list right now. Mm-hmm. So if I had the opportunity to sit down on a Saturday afternoon, nothing else going on, and I can watch Jaws or any of the other five that I've picked, I wouldn't take Jaws.
Well, that's your personal preference.
You're telling me you'd watch Jaws over Braveheart right now? You'd watch
Depends on the mood that I'm in, but Gladiator? I would consider it.
Yeah. I mean, Jaws is a great movie for its time, but I couldn't put it top
I agree
five.
With you. Silence of the Lambs, I would just compare those two because Jaws is kind of in the suspense. It's a suspenseful movie. I don't know if it's a horror movie. I would say suspense.
Not horror.
It's not as good as Silence of the Lambs.
Again, it's personal opinion. Everybody has their own opinion about movies. That's what's great about
them.
Right.
You like to spend $100
but
in
it
movie
is a
theater.
Great
I like
movie.
To spend $5.
That's true.
It's also a 5-star.
No doubt.
Well, we had 6
I can't
movie
tell
lists.
You how many texts I got from my buddies yesterday going, how could you forget this movie? How could you forget this one? Dude, there are 100 5-star movies.
There's so many.
If not more, maybe 500.
And we put the list together quickly.
Yeah, I can only do 5.
We did it like during a commercial break.
Out of the 30 movies, I would watch 28 of them.
Yeah.
I don't think I would watch Wizard of Oz.
I probably watched 20.
I can't remember the other one that I was looking at. But most of them were 5 stars. All right, so AWOD is going to actually present the results. I don't know why. But Drab told me that AWOD is going to present the results.
Well, because we need an unbiased counter to go through all the comments.
Yeah.
Because the 6 of us here in studio were all involved. So he's the only one that
gathered the results. I saw that there were almost
you analyzed all
comments.
The data.
Well, obviously, I was not the winner. Because
he's our numbers cruncher, this guy?
It was probably one of those two guys. They want to prove that they were the real winner. That's what I'm
guessing. Well, I think you could have won. I looked at some of the comments. I noticed that at least 2 people called you Bush, not Bish.
Why, they wouldn't bring this up if it was just me.
No, that's not true. We're looking to kill time.
Okay. We can do it in other ways.
This pummels the Blitz.
Bush.
The Blitz.
All right. How are you there?
All right. So
no, this is the reason they want to do it.
Why?
Because they get AWOD into the studio.
Right, because he could just hand me the results.
That's exactly why.
Well, that's not
it.
Exciting. You know, I'm the only one that's seen the results. I know the audience is waiting. In anticipation. Oh,
yeah. They're waiting with bated breath.
But
equally as exciting.
When Drab says it's a way to kill a segment, it's a lie. He wants you to be on air. That's exactly
right. So let's limit it. Let's just get the results.
Go ahead.
All right.
Get the results
JP,
boot him
come
out.
On. Just have fun
no,
for a minute.
No, can you just lighten up? Why
I
Jesus.
Have fun by
why
do you, getting you tilted.
But why do you think, I mean, I don't know. I don't get it.
What are you looking at over there?
I'm going to come out with my top 5 celebrity sex tape list in a second.
Oh, is that what
and
we're
I got
doing
a pretty good yeah. list. I got a pretty good list.
Oh, okay.
Just struggling with my 5th one. But
how
many
total
you're the
comments
expert on that.
Did you
I couldn't even pull 5.
Check out.
So on the Facebook, there were a total of at least 140 comments.
All right.
And so the way it worked is if a lot of people said the best list was Cakes and EB, mm-hmm. you would get a 0.5 point for Cakes and a 0.5 point for EB. And of the total votes, I'm going to read the list. Nobody has seen this list.
Man, you went through 140 of them?
Yes, I did. All
did
on Facebook.
Work. You did work.
Between 6 and 10 a.m.
All right. Drum roll.
Nobody has seen this list.
Hold on. Are you going to go from 6 to 1, or how are you going to just announce the win?
Oh, I'm going to make it silly.
All right.
Takes off the bulldog clip.
All right, what are you doing?
By the way, it's the worst folder I've ever seen.
It's radio dummy. Nobody can hear what
you're doing.
Extra long folder. Just letting you know.
He looks like a dog.
Was my hidden briefcase.
The dog ate your homework. You're doing that bit?
All right, ladies and
gentlemen. There's no way he has a hanging folder file either.
After a total of at least 140 votes.
I like how he says at least 140.
Stop.
Yes.
You say at least 140. You should have a concrete number. All right,
I believe it was 139 votes.
Okay. But there were 184 comments last I checked.
Yeah, some of the comments were just joning on, you know, JP and Cakes' list. And I didn't count that as a vote if you joned.
So many
in last
rolls.
Place, with a total of 2 votes, Eric Bickle.
2 numbers.
Bunch of hired things over there.
I did it based on your list.
You know
my list is based on what I like.
I get it.
His 5 movies. Do you like Hoop Dreams?
Love Hoop Dreams.
Rocky 2?
Like Rocky 3 better, but yeah, I like it.
You love Clubber Lang for whatever reason.
No, you love Rocky 4. You keep getting mixed up.
He had Good Will Hunting.
Oh, no, Drago, right.
Yeah, he had Good Will Hunting.
Right. Like it a lot. Right.
I mean, his list was solid.
Okay, but he had two poos. He had two poos.
What were my poos?
I don't know. Do the Right Thing. I mean, it's okay.
Do the Right Thing is a great movie.
I loved that movie
it's
at
okay.
that time.
And then what was your 5th one? Was it another comedy?
No, I didn't. I don't think I put any comedies in there, did I? I guess if you consider Do the Right Thing a comedy.
I'm shocked you didn't put Pelican Brief in there. How did that
make
the top 5?
Yeah, I mean, I love it,
five.
But I don't think it's a top 5.
The Firm didn't even make the top 5.
No. The one I regret is
A Few Good Men. I can't remember his 5th movie. But my point is, he might be the worst list, according to the 140 approximate voters.
Right.
However, you'd still watch it.
There's no
movies.
movie on anyone's list that's better than Hoop Dreams, so I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what anybody says. Best movie in the history of the cinema.
I wouldn't watch all the movies that you had on your list.
That's because you're closed-minded. They're excellent movies.
Right. To one person on this planet.
Well, you haven't seen them.
So a lot of the comments are actually, you guys missed Pulp Fiction. People were rick about that. But in
that's
fifth
true.
Place, with a total of 8 votes and 4 ties, and actually led for the most Jones... John Cakes Allville.
Well, it's because Wizard of Oz clearly just it rubbed people the wrong way for whatever reason.
Man, you got 8 votes, though.
People don't like the classics. They don't like old movies.
And now in 4th place, as we start to heat it up here, with a total of 12.5 votes.
Just outside the medal round.
Yes. Just outside the medal. It's JP.
Ooh.
All right.
Now moving into the top three.
You are so
on the stand.
Meddling?
What? Yep. You're just a terrible broadcaster.
We got payouts coming. Yeah. Payouts.
I know the audience is waiting here for the top 3.
Waiting.
The bronze medalist in the movie category with a total of 23 votes. Matt Valdez.
All right.
I got the bronze.
Well, by the way, Matt Valdez and Jason's were the closest. I think they had about 3 movies that
this
were
is
on
Matt Valdez.
Each other's list.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people gave Matt credit for listing a comedy.
Dr. Eggie and the Manassas location.
Also credit just because he put The Godfather on his list.
Right. Well, and then he said 1, 2, or 3.
Everybody puts
so
The Godfather.
I
know, so cliche.
Well, I guess nice for the movie.
No originality.
So does everybody. Why can't I say literally? All right, I can see the top of JP's head on the medal stand here.
It's a good job.
So the gold medal is either myself or Drabby.
Yes. All right. Hey, Jason, Papa Bishop, or Drab T-shirt. The gold medalist or the silver medalist.
Oh, my God. You're so
you
bad.
Are the worst.
Who's the winner, Nubby?
The last 2 contestants and the winner.
How many votes did the winner get?
The winner got 57 votes. Second place with 25 votes.
It's going to be Lurch.
Second place, and your silver winner goes to Drab T-shirt.
Right.
And Lurch Papa with 57 votes, obviously, is the winner. You knew you were the winner yesterday.
Pish also Bush on Facebook.
I had no idea.
I could have won if I stole Rotten Tomatoes' top 5 movies of all time, too.
That wasn't mine.
I could have easily won it if I wanted to. I put the ones I like.
Don't be jelly.
I'm not jelly over there. Believe me, I'm not.
And by the way, I didn't get my dollars from Valdez and
Drabby. I gave you a dollar.
No, I said from Valdez and Drabby.
You still have my silly IOU.
That's how we got our money back for placing.
Oh, okay. I guess
I'm not even sure. Did I give you a dollar? Yes, you did.
You gave me a dollar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you.
And your top five list included, to recap for listeners out there.
Oh, my God.
Silence of the Lambs, Gladiator, Braveheart.
Heat, and Goodfellas.
There you go.
Yes.
Adam, how did you compile all the data for the winners?
So I went on the Facebook comments.
He fell for it. See ya. Big dummy.
See ya. You're done. Your time is up.
All right. Coming up next, head coach Barry Trotz from the Washington Capitals.
Trotzy.
Keep it here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.